This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Simon Beis, Din Levishas Begadim, these are the halachas about getting dressed in the morning. Says the Mechaber in Sif Aleph, Lo Yilbash Chalukah Meyushav, a person shouldn't get dressed when he's get out of his bed. And Lo Yikach Chalukah V'yachnis Baroshav Ezraosav Bo'den Shochev. You should rather get dressed whilst you're still in bed. That way, if you're getting dressed undercover, then when you get out of bed, you're not going to be in a state of undress, says Mishnah Berurah. Because otherwise, by nature, you're going to be in a state of undress. A person should behave in a way of modesty and busha in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even if it's dark and it's nighttime and you're in the privacy of your own home, your own bedroom, the whole world is full of the covenant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's light and day is no difference, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, to the extent that it's possible, one should try and refrain from exposing too much of your undressed body. Even a small amount. As much as can be covered should be covered. You can expose your hand up to your elbow, and the neck down to the sort of the chest, alkane, hampilios, the socks, yire lelavshim eleposhim gam kein tachas hasadun. Amazingly, even your feet, you should put your socks on under the sheets, shlele galas raglov, not to expose your feet, shedark and yosim chusus la'olam dinas elu, because in these countries, says the Mishnah Berurah, says the Chofetz Chaim, these your feet are normally covered, she'en holchin yachaf afilu b'kayetz, because you don't go barefoot even in the summer months. Unless it's impossible. And so too in a bathhouse, where people go in a state of undress, they go naked. And it's not possible, of course, to go otherwise. There is no pritzus over there. Says that in the additional notes in number 3, he says, he quotes from Moshe. Moshe says, the bathhouse itself, a bathroom, etc., is not a place of covered. And therefore, it's not relevant to consider to behave in that modest way. There's no covered there whatsoever. It's like Rachman al Islam when an oval is sitting shiv and a rav walks in. You don't get up, although it's a very difficult thing to do. You don't stand up because there's no covered over there. Well, so too here. I'm reading the footnote 3 in the Mishnah Berurah of the Dirshu edition. Moshe, therefore, Moshe is matir in his zigras. Lamud orim ba'ambatia, the tzorich levishas begodim. To be in a state of undress in a bathroom. Afa pish ein oisakein the tzorich harchitza. Even though you're not showering or having a bath, but rather you're just getting dressed. Shkivin she oisakein is a shul tzorich, because you're doing it to get dressed. And this is the nature of a bathhouse. And therefore, it's not a violation of ways of modesty. But if you're going to the bathroom, as we'll learn in Mitzvah Hashem later on, you should try and minimize the amount of time or the amount of your body that is unclothed. Going back to the Mishnah Berurah. So too, if a person would go for a swim in the river, you should try and get changed and undressed, if you're going to go for a swim, to get undressed as close to the river as possible, to not unnecessarily walk around undressed. We're talking about going swimming where you're totally undressed, totally naked, and therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, you don't even have to cover yourself at all when you go into the down into the Nahar. But lo od, and not only that, sorry, I've just lost the place. But lo od, ela shehamachase. We're at the first wide line in the Dirshu edition. But lo od, ela shehamachase nira kiilu bosh badover. And it's if a person does cover himself when he goes down into the river, it's making out, it's like he's embarrassed of his brismila kiilu kofa bebrisish l'avram avinu. When you've had the swim and you now come back to your clothes and you're facing the public, if you like, from away from the river, one should try and cover yourself just to protect your modesty a little bit. The Mishnah Berurah says, the Dirshu note number 4 says, in the name of Reb Chaim Kanievsky, today in mikvahs, when you emerge from a mikvah, a communal mikvah, where there are, you know, many people around, we're not worried about that. We're not makpid about that. And therefore, you can just emerge from the mikveh and go to your changing spot and get dressed normally. Ulai, he says, yesh lishchis ksas, maybe just to sort of cover yourself a little bit if you can, but it's not, he said, ein makbidim on zeh. Continuing the Mishnah Berurah, the second line, middle of the second wide line, ubevachla yigabo, you shouldn't touch the mock and brisk, commotion inspired by Sof Simon Gimel. Issa b'shas, cholut shal tamid hachomim, the clothes of a tamid chochom, kol she'ein besor nearest mitachtov, it shouldn't be so thin that you can see the flesh from underneath it. For in the Ainis Horn Bazaar, nowadays we're not worried about that. Mishnah Shaholchim Hakol, Bote Shakai, Bena Bosniris. We have lots of layers of clothes, we wear trousers and other things, and therefore we're not particularly worried about that because it's not relevant. Kashe Yakum, because of our state of the way we dress nowadays. Siv Gotzen Base, Kashe Yakum, Rotzalema. Kashe Yakum, Yates Metachas Kisu Sadino Shea, Munach Sham Aram, Kashe Posha Chalukai. Because when you're, he's assuming that you're totally undressed under the sheets. And therefore, if you would get out of bed, then you're in a state of undress. Yeah, imotek of mechusa. Therefore, getting dressed under the covers, and you're emerging in a state of fully dressed, and therefore that's preferred. Keep a chalukah al kol gufa me'atzmei. But ein lekam and simin reish lamates. See if based in the pshita sacholok regarding getting undressed. Continues the Mishnah Berurah. Haminiach malbusha mirashosov. Someone who puts his clothes on above his head. In other words, you're putting on everything instead of sort of putting your shirt on and, you know, in the normal way, then you're just putting it all over your head in an unusual way. That causes a person to forget his learning. And there are many things which are kosher l'shikcha, which cause a person to forget one's learning. And therefore, but this is one of them. And therefore, you should just put your shirt on and your things on normally. It could be that if you put something between your head and your begadim, then there's no kpeda with this particular way of getting dressed. One should also avoid putting two items of clothes on in one time. So for example, let's say you've got a shirt and a sweater, a jumper, that you're going to put on in one time. You shouldn't. You should put on the shirt first and then the sweater or whatever, the jacket or whatever. Because these things are kosher l'shikha. Interestingly, let's take a look at some of the notes in the Mishnah Berurah. And the Dirshu has got some very interesting notes. Let's take a look at number seven. What about taking off two items of clothes? You know, sometimes you see kids, they're in a hurry to get changed or whatever it may be. So they'll rip off their shirts and their jumpers in one shot, in one go. Says Ruchaim Kanievsky, quoting in the Sefer called Zichra in Shame, in the name of the Sefer Shulchan Tahar, Sheyesh Lahakpid al Zeh, one should avoid doing that as well. But others say it's not a problem, and taking two clothes, items of clothing off at one time is not a problem. Interestingly, Ruchaim Kanievsky has written the Sefer Zichra in Shame, which, if I'm not mistaken, is a collection of all the different Mamari Chazal, which talk about Kosher L'Shikcha, about doing things which are auspicious to forget. Reb Chaim has an interesting schedule, because he, of course, finishes Kol HaTorah Kula, famously, on Erev Pesach every year. And in a year, which that's a schedule going according to 12 months in the year. But in an Ibbur year, in a leap year, where there's an extra month, then he's got an extra month. What's he going to do with it? So he writes Sfarim. Every 7 in 19 years, we have a new sefer from Chaim Kanievsky, and he writes various things. And one sefer is this sefer, which is a very interesting thing, which we're going to draw on a lot. Kikosh l'shikcha. Now, what about, is it a problem? When you say kosh l'shikcha, doing these things, which are kosh l'shikcha, which are auspicious to forgetting, is that an issa? Are you allowed to? Is it just good advice? What is it? So he says in footnote 9 in the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah, someone who does these things which are kosher l'shikcha, kosov ha'sefer chasidim, she'in ha'chayev al-kach, you're not guilty, you're not liable for this, u'biyah ha'gon r'cham kanievsky, she'in b'kach afilu isad rabbonim, there's not even an isad rabbonim, mishum she'in zen muchruch she'ishkach, it's not definite that you're going to forget, elarak goyrim l'hach l'shis ha'zikar, it just causes a weakness of your memory. That's all. In a doimel mishakech dovim mishnosei, and it's not the same as just not as sort of forcing something out of your mind. Machmas she'in a chozer tamudai. It's much worse not to do chazara. Shal zeh nemar shemischayev benafshi, like Mishnah Pirkei Avos says. Because for sure, then if you don't do chazara, you're not going to remember things. On the other hand, he quotes other sources in this note, the Chesed la'alofim, who says that doing things which are kosher l'shikcha is a problem. And quoting the Divrei Malkiel and others, והוסיף החסד לאלופים, שגם הוא בכלל מה שאומר, כלומר משכך טוב, איך הוא משנוס, הרי זה מסחייב בנפשי. So again, the machlokes is exactly what the status is of doing things which are kosher l'shikra. Let's just finish off this sifkaten. Towards the end of the sifkaten base, ha-kurek sav she'al gabi kever. If someone reads the writing on a matseva, on a kever, so you look at the face of a mace, meshakeach limudai, then that causes a person to forget his learning. And look at the Prima Gadim for things that you can do to reverse that and to regain and to bring back your learning. A couple of interesting points. What does this apply to women? Are these things, looking at the matseva, for example, or getting, you know, putting on two items of clothing at one time, is it a problem for a woman to do that? So he says here in the end of footnote 9, in the Dirsha notes, the Gabi Noshim, Haim Strichas Lizoy Bechozer, Kosov HaChavaz Das, he quotes the Chavaz Das, who says, Inin Achilas Lev Shabahim of Oiv, which is also a thing which causes eating the heart of an animal, Shazorim Nagim Sholechol, Mishum Shachilos Koshla Shikha, etc., etc. Noshim Muberes La Yochlu Lev Shekoshla Shikha. A pregnant woman should not eat these things, which implies Shan Noshim Oichlos, that other women can eat them. The Chain Kosov Agonim Chan Kanievsky, and he says the reason is very simple, because women are not mitzvah on Talmud Torah, and therefore it's not a problem if they forget, because they're not mitzvah to learn in the first place. Omnon, however, with regard to children and all of these things, the shekosh l'shikcha, one should be more careful, because even though they haven't yet learned, nevertheless, mishum shedvarim elu garmim l'teva shashikcha, it causes them to become ingrained in them, yochel hazik laham achakach, and it could cause damage at some later point. Just by the way, interestingly, when it says that one of the things which is kosher l'shikcha is kirei ksav shal gabei akeva, you know, shouldn't read the wording on the matseva. In the Dirsha note number 10, which is all the way back at the back of the sefer, he says that's only ksav she'ina boilet el shakeya, ksav which is not projected out, but it's actually shakeya, it's recessed. Then, for that type of ksav, the Reb Chaim Kanievsky writes in Sefer Nagid Mitzvah, She'eina Goyrem Lashikcha. So, something which is recessed, in other words, many times you see the matseva, you've engraved it, so it's recessed back into the material, that is not a problem. And interestingly, I once heard an interesting thing that, you know, when you go to a Levaya, or sorry, you go to the Beis Olam, you visit a kever, you say Tehillim Yidavon. When you go, the minhag is you put a stone on the kever. What is that about? So the normal explanation given is that you're continuing the actual kvura. You're participating in the kvura. Just after the kvura itself, you fill up the grave and you add earth and you add. So you're being mishtatef in the kvura in the mitzvah of levayas hametz. But even if you go to the kever many years later, by putting a stone on it, you're also engaging in that action. That's how many people explain it. I once saw an amazing explanation that it's an antidote to this, because if you put a stone on the kever, then that is causing the writing to be shakua, to be recessed into the kever, and therefore it's not kosher l'shikcha, as we just said. Interesting. That's what I once saw. I can't remember where I saw it. And another quick horror for number 11. Okay, let's leave that one there. We're running out of time. Now, let's move on to Sif Gimel. Says the Mechaba in Sif Gimel, Yedakdek b'chaluko l'lovshe kadarko. One has got to be careful when you get dressed, put it on normally, shleyapach apnimi lachutz, not to wear it inside out. Says the Mishnah Berurah, afa pisho tachas kolam bushim. Even though, let's say, your shirt is underneath your jacket, underneath the coat or whatever, and no one can see it, still one should be careful. V'chol shkein shabagadim, and certainly other things which are visible. Lachutz v'yeiro b'chol, lachutz v'yeiro tefiras hamagunas v'imri hacholak yiskana b'eini habris, because it looks ridiculous. You're wearing your shirt inside out, or some item of clothing inside out, and you'll be ridiculed amongst the human beings, and you should walk around dressed, make a kiddush Hashem, how you're dressed. V'imlo nizhav v'hofach, if you don't, im talmud chochem mutzarek l'fosha v'lachzal l'lov shekadarko, you suddenly see your shirt's inside out, or some item of clothing is inside out. If you're a Talmud Chacham, you should take it off and put it on properly. You shouldn't be considered of Masnei Hashem, those who hate Hashem. But other people, not Talmud Chacham, don't have to worry about it. But it's filler. When it comes to davening, all people should be dressed properly. To wear proper clothes. So a famous halacha, you should put the right on before the left. So you go right from left in wherever way possible. Kosav haramba. A person who gets dressed, when a Talmud Chacham should be dressed in a nice, respectful, clean way, and there shouldn't be any stain or something like that on his clothes. You shouldn't, on the other hand, wear very fancy clothes, you know, clothes of princes, which attracts attention. Everyone's looking at it. You know, what a fancy item of clothing. And on the other hand, not to wear items of a pauper, which cause disgrace on the person wearing it. But just average, nice clothes, which are respectable, but not too fancy, not too pauperish. Take a look, if you look at Numbers 12 and 13, what about a left-handed person? So to put the right on before the left, what about a left-handed person? So in note 12, the Mishnah Berurah Dirshu notes say, in the name of Reb Chaim Kanievsky, in his Kuntros Ish Itzer, he's got a whole sefer about the left-handed, the lefty in Halacha, that the lefty also puts on his right sleeve in first, and then the left sleeve, because it's a din in the right, not in his personal situation. And in 13, he says something interesting, in the name of the Chazan Ish, when we talk about a stain on the clothes of a Talmud Chacham, it's dafka if it's a wet, sort of greasy type of stain. But if it's dry, then the hakpada is not doesn't apply. Okay, let's continue. Sif Dalet, says the Mishnah Berurah, famous halacha. Yimnol minal yamin tchilav lo yikshuren. You put the right shoe on first, and then you do not tie it. V'achkach yinol shel smol, and then you tie. Then you put on the left shoe first, v'yikshurenu, and then you tie it. And then you tie the right. So you put the right shoe on, the left shoe, then the left lace, and then the right lace. Says the Rama, Hagot, in our shoes, where there are no ties, they're just like slip-ons. You just put the right shoe on first, and that is that. Says the Mishnah Berurah, we find in the Torah that the Yamin, the right, has precedence, is more choshev, regarding the right thumb, the regel, and the right, the big toe of the right foot. Right seems to take priority, is considered dov choshev. The yikshirenu, but with regard to tying, the inyan kashira motzinu shatar nosma chashivas ala small, we find that there is chashivas on the left. Why? Shekosha olea tefila shel yad, because that's where you do the tefillin. You put it on the left hand. Vampilius shaleved ain't tzarech lakim small kashira, and regards to some sort of felt socks or something like that, there is no need to do the small left to do the left hand first, the left foot first. What about a lefty? So who puts his tefillin on the right hand? So what does he do about tying laces? So says the Mishnah Berurah, yakdim yamin gam lakshira. He should also do the right for tying, and therefore the left handed person should put the right foot, the right shoe, then the left shoe, the right lace, and then the left lace, because for him, Kashira, the right has priority. Now, Yomin Tchila, says the Mishnah Berurah, the Gamim is Damin Lo Shel Smol, Yamtin Ad Shivir Shel Yamin. So too, if they brought him his left shoe and he wants to put the right shoe on first, he should wait until he gives him the right shoe, Kashira Rochet Vesach. And so too, when you wash and you shampoo your hair or put shower gel on, Yamin Tchila, to start with the right arm, and then the left arm, but in soch kol gufa, if you're washing your whole body, you're having a shower or something, then soch kol gufa, rosh tchila, the head comes first, because the head is the rosh of the melech of all the limbs, and therefore shampoo your head first before you do the rest of your body. Interestingly, in number 18, he says, we haven't done that yet. Sorry, this is coming. Sif hei. I don't think this is so well known. When you take your shoes off, which shoe goes off first? Cholet shall small tchil. You should take the left shoe off because it's just the reverse. Why? Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Ches, Shezehu Kvodesh Yamin. Because by doing taking the left shoe off first, that's showing they're giving priority to the right. So in other words, when it comes to putting on shoes, you do the right shoe, the left shoe. the left lace, the right lace. If you're a left-handed person, it's similar, right shoe, left shoe, but then right lace, left lace. And regarding taking your shoes off, then you slip off the left shoe first, because that's a kovod for the right. What about if you're taking your shoes off for a different reason? So if you look at footnote 18 in the back of the Sefer, Al-Kain, ba'ofen shachalitza hinei lekovod l'mitzvah, when you're taking your shoes off as a form of mitzvah, for example, for duchening, or for going shachalitz for Erev Shabbos, min olav kadei l'tzoivan, because you want to take your weekday shoes off to polish them, to wear them for Shabbos, or to change them into Shabbos shoes, yeah, das hagon r'shlem zamon arbach, shachalitz yamin techila shezel kvedesh alimin. You then take off the right shoe first, because that's the kovod. I'm taking off my weekday shoes in order to put on Shabbos shoes. And therefore, you take off the right shoe first. And he says, so too with duchening, the Kohen should take off his right shoe first, because that's a kovod. He's doing it for a mitzvah.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.